Here we go. Good morning, KGNU listeners. I'd like to welcome you back to Black Talk. I'm your host, Michelle D. Simpson, with news and stories inspired by the NAACP, Boulder County, and beyond. So today we have such a very special guest, and I think I need a little drum roll for our special guest. Her name is Ruth Wolder-Mikiel. And Ruth is the brand new, shiny president of the CU Boulder Black Student Alliance. So Ruthie was just elected brand new president. Such great news. And again, congratulations, Ruthie. Congratulations. So give us a few details about you. Tell us your major, what year you're in.
Thank you, Michelle, for that beautiful introduction. my name is Ruth. I'm a third year undergrad student right now at CU Boulder. And I'm double majoring in international affairs and ethnic studies with a minor in Spanish.
Okay. You know, Ruthie, in planning for our conversation today, I began thinking a bit about the history of Black student alliances, Black student unions, and you may know this already, but the first BSU, the first Black student union, began on the San Francisco State University campus back, way back. I mean, nobody was even thinking about you, and I mean, they were not thinking about you, because it was 1966. And I'd like to say they were barely thinking about me, but I'd be lying. And so when we think about that, what is that, 50 something years ago, 54 years ago? How did you get here? So when we talk about, again, BSUs, BSAs, how did you get here as a CU student? In other words, what was your trajectory? Because my understanding is, because I knew you when, you started your first semester. Is that when you joined the BSA?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so when you joined the BSA, you were rank and file member of BSA, correct?
Correct.
So did you have your eye on the prize then? Were you thinking, yes, at some point, I want to head up this organization?
That's funny. It's really funny you mentioned that, because I was actually in high school. I went to high school at DSST Cole, around the Five Points area. And I was the first graduating class, but I think it was my sophomore year. I had my first Black teacher. He's from Ghana, and I knew him since I was in middle school, and he came up to me and one of my friends, like, hey, like, let's start a BSA. I was like, what's a BSA? And so I think he really, Mr. Dexter Corto, if you ever listen to this.
Gotta give him his props.
Right. He really introduced me to what a BSA was and what it could look like. And so then we started at the high school. So I was a co-founder and president for 3 years, from sophomore year until I graduated. Mm-hmm. And so coming to Boulder as a freshman, I knew I wanted to look for a BSA, and I knew one day I wanted to be involved in leadership. I just didn't know in what capacity, and I had no idea that I would be president right now.
Wow. So now, was it an election? Were you appointed? How does that work with the Black Student Alliance on CU's campus?
Yeah, so there's an application process, and then the previous presidents are usually the BSA advisors who then go through the applications, and there's an interview process. And then I got a phone call one day that says, you've been officially appointed as president.
And how did you feel when you got that call?
Honestly, I got it, I think it was like mid-July. And so I definitely knew it was coming, because I think I was already doing so much work. And I, last year I was a director of communications. And I think even through that, I was almost doing more than I should have been doing, in the sense that I was ready for a presidency last year. Mm-hmm. And so especially this summer when I've been doing so much work with activism and organizing, I definitely knew in like conversations with our BSA advisors that if I applied, I was going to be appointed president.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations. As I said, I greeted that as such good news. So tell me something. You have the BSA. You also have the ASA, the African Students Association on campus, if I'm correct.
Yes.
There used to be a Caribbean Student Association, at least in 2016. Is that still around?
Last year I knew it was still around. This year I'm not really sure.
Okay, so my question for you is this. How do those organizations work together, if they do? And there's also the Black Law Students Association, BALSA, and then there's some other affinity groups in terms of engineering students, Black engineering students, et cetera. But how do those organizations work together, as I said, or maybe I'm, you know, presuming something that doesn't happen. How do they come together? How do they intersect or not?
Yeah, I think it really depends on what students are at those, like at leadership. I think what I try to do is, luckily this year, I'm even friends with the leadership in ASA and NSBE, so the engineering school. I know some Caribbean students, but I'm not sure if they're in the Caribbean Student Association. And then even with UMAC Mecha, so the Latinx and Chicanx student organizations, I think we as students know, like we see each other in classes or at student events. And so we like, at least, I think we make initial contact by like, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm with this organization. And I think after that, it really comes to just keeping in touch and inviting other people to your organization. Sometimes even having one event for both organizations. So some sort of, if BSA wants to host a STEM event, then maybe we just direct people to NSBE, or maybe we just somehow we combine and have it in the engineering center. And if it's about intersectionality with BSA and ASA, then I guess at least I would reach out to the president, and then we'd have our other leadership executive members connect to each other and plan an event from there.
Got it. You know, Ruthie, let's back up a little bit. How would you describe your experience at CU? So you're a third year student. How would you describe your experience? So let's say I'm a Black student. I'm thinking about coming to CU, and I just ask you that very question. You know, what has your experience looked like? What has your experience been?
I think like any experience and like any other institution, there are definitely highs and lows, and especially at Boulder. My freshman year was really difficult, just coming from a school where we were all underrepresented students in high school and all of a sudden transitioning into a predominantly white institution. I definitely was met with culture shock, and was trying to build community and friendships was pretty hard for me. But I also think my best experience was because I made community with people that look like me, community through programs like MASP, which is how you know me, and through BSA and through ASA.
Let's stop there for a moment. And can you say something about MASP? Because people listening to this won't know what MASP is.
Yeah. So MASP is the Amir Montes Arts and Science Program. It's a scholarship program for arts and sciences students. So there is a, I guess it was a summer program called PEAK, Program for
Excellence in Academics and Community.
There we go.
Okay. All these initialisms and acronyms.
I don't even know anymore. I was in the summer program where Michelle actually taught one of my classes, and I'm still friends with a lot of people that did the program with me. We all lived on campus. We ate on campus together. We took classes together. And I think I was able to take that community that we made, it was July, August, and then right into the school year where I moved in with those students, and we met up for lunch, and we had study groups, and we had classes together. And we even have a space where we can like meet up. And I think it was things like that that really kept me grounded.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Black Talk on KGNU. I'm your host, Michelle D. Simpson, with news and stories inspired by the NAACP Boulder County and beyond. And my guest today is Ruth Ruth Woldemichiel, and we are talking about Ruth's ascendancy to the presidency, the president. I sound like I'm talking about a country, but it is a country of sorts, but who's ascended to the presidency of the University of Colorado Boulder's Black Student Alliance. So Ruth, I'm sorry, you were telling us about your experience at CU.
And so I think what I would tell like a freshman, I guess, coming in was to, of course, expect culture shock and expect some sort of struggles, whether it's an academic transition and a social transition. And of course, you're learning more about yourself as an individual. But I think, I don't know, I tried to really embrace those changes and embrace those struggles because, like I said earlier, finding community and finding people that could really ground me is what saved me and is the only reason why I'm still here at this university, whether it's students and faculty, administration, somehow there's so many different people, and they say it takes a village, right? And so I think I literally have a village that continue to ground me, really push me to move forward.
So let's talk about the social aspect of things, because that's important. And as a professor on the CU campus, I often hear from Black students about that social piece. So as, you know, a cisgender Black woman, would your advice to an incoming or prospective Black woman, also cis, student be the same? In other words, would you say something a little different? Would you insert something a little different about, again, just the social scene at CU Boulder and how one might find that? Because we've been talking about your activities, the community you've built, the village you've built, to really support yourself, and it helps you support others. But what does that look like?
I think it's really different for everyone. I guess I would first ask this freshman what they're interested in, what they like to spend their time doing, what their passions are, where they see themselves after graduation, what their major is, of course. And then I would hopefully direct them to different affinity spaces that I think is fit for them. And I think I'm always, because I work with administration, and I think I've seen the highs and lows of CU as an institution, it's really hard for me to tell students to come here knowing that they might be coming to face all types of just hurt and pain and confusion. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, of course, I encourage students to come because there are so many of us, or not so many, but there are some of us, let me hold on. But there are some of us ready to mentor and build community and wanting to continue this legacy of Black and Brown students on this campus. So I think, yeah, maybe, I guess it would be the same for another cisgender Black woman, but of course ask what their specific, what really builds them, what they're interested in, because maybe, for example, maybe BSA is not for them, maybe it's a different affinity group, and maybe MASP is not for them, so maybe it's looking for something in the business community or the engineering community. Yeah.
So let me be more specific, Ruth. Okay. Because yes, I'm meddling. So if it looks like I'm meddling, it's because I am.
Okay.
I'm talking now about partners. I'm talking about building relationships, perhaps intimate relationships, because that's a question that arises. I used to do a lot of recruitment for CU Boulder, and one of the questions came up, of course, when I would talk to Black students, students of color. A lot of it had to do with the campus vibe. Folks wanted to know, is it everything I've heard, or worse, was often the conversation, to be honest with you. But what was beneath the surface of that was this question that was sometimes asked directly, sometimes less directly, about partners, whether or not that might even be a possibility on a campus with so few BIPOC students, if one, again, wanted very specifically a Black identifying partner. So when I was kind of putting it in the frame of you know, Black cis woman.
Got it.
Yeah, it speaks to that as well. And so, again, if that's not too personal a question, again, what advice you might give based on your own experience? Because that's part of the college experience. You know, people meet at college. People develop relationships in college. Not always, but often.
Wow, I didn't know. This is the first time I ever got this type of question about just very much personal relationship, intimate relationship type of question. So I guess in a sense, it is what people often say it is, the stories we've heard and the fact that, like, I think there are so few of us as a Black community where I guess it's hard to, I guess it can be hard to build intimate relationships just because I think, at least from my experience, we're so focused on building community and like almost like a family siblinghood type of relationship, where I think sometimes not everyone is necessarily ready to transition from like some sort of like family siblinghood to something more intimate. And it is also that, like, at least from my experience, I found it kind of complicated and difficult because I feel like coming in as a freshman and then even like continuing on at the university, everybody is somebody's ex, and you've heard stuff about everybody because even though there's so few of us, but we all know each other somehow, and it just can be a little complicated. I don't even know if that answers that question, because I have definitely struggled with.
And I understand that I put you on the spot, but I wanted to ask that question because I think it's such an important part of the college experience. Whether we state it or not, you know, it's always there. And again, I've had some conversations with Black students specifically about that very thing. So let's talk about the NAACP, because a moment ago I asked you about your linkages, your connections to the African Student Association, whether or not you worked with the Black Law Students Association, and so on and so forth. I know that there have been some overtures made by the NAACP, and perhaps on the other side, by BSA to the NAACP Boulder County. What would you like to see come of that? What kind of support would you like to see coming to BSA from, again, Boulder County NAACP?
So I think that relationship started luckily last year, where some other exec members and I were invited to an NAACP meeting, and we went, and I guess we made initial contact with some of the leadership there. So I hope moving forward we can continue to build relationship, maybe even have events together, because a lot of people don't know that there is an NAACP chapter in Boulder County. So maybe it's like partnered events, maybe it's some sort of financial support, maybe it's mentorship programs. I think that's definitely a conversation that I have yet to have with leadership there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's one of your goals.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So Ruthie, last year was a very busy year for BSA.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, really. I couldn't pick up, you know, a newspaper. I couldn't see kind of a digital piece online that didn't mention BSA in some shape, form, or fashion. How do you feel BSA is viewed by the CU Boulder administration?
I think some might see BSA and see what we're doing in terms of organizing and advocacy, and I guess kind of question our place and say, you should be a social organization. You shouldn't be in these meetings. You shouldn't be, I guess, being in this level of administration work that I am in. And I think others are actually encouraging and want that push from students. Historically, BSA and other student organizations have been that student advocacy voice and have pushed administration to change and send letters of demands and take things to the press. And I think thankfully we've kind of brought that up and really connected to, I mean, even our previous classes. I connected to so many previous presidents and vice presidents from the 80s and then from the 2000s. And I think that is what's like really beautiful about BSA. And hopefully, I really hope the administration understands that, I mean, we have our own experience and we can speak for ourselves, because I think so often administrators try to take our stories and almost control what that narrative looks like and maybe even speak for us by different policies and different programmings without actually hearing from us. Yeah, so maybe they think we're meddlers, but I mean, we're just trying to make change.
Well, as the queen of meddling, I appreciate that y'all do. So, Ruth, thank you. Thank you for giving me some of your time today. I really appreciate that. So to KGNU listeners, just a reminder that you've been listening to Black Talk. I've been your host, Michelle D. Simpson, with news and more from NAACP Boulder County and beyond. And my guest today has been Ruth Wold. I got it out the first time and the second time. Ruth Wolder Mikiel. I think I do better if I'm looking at the name, who is the brand new president of the University of Colorado Boulder's Black Student Alliance. So if you'd like more, Ruth and I are going to continue talking because that's how we do. And you can listen to bonus content on kgnu.org. And I want to remind you that Black Talk airs third Monday of every month, 8:35 a.m. And we'd love to have you join us. So thank you for listening, and hope to have you with us next time.
Let me be patient, let me be kind, make me unselfish without being blind. Though I may suffer, I'll envy it not and endure what comes, 'cause he